What's going on, guys? Man, it's your boy Barbershare Scott here, and yeah, man, wanted to record a video today. I actually didn't want to record a video today at all. After the Bears lost last night, 2017 to the Los Angeles Rams, I call that the Scott Lewis Bowl because it's my hometown, Chicago, and my second home where I spent 10 years of my life, my most informative adult years in Los Angeles. So, lost my second home, beat my first home. But anyway, yeah, man, I didn't want to record. I did a, by the way, all the links in the description box, follow your boy. Didn't want to record today. Definitely feel, still a little down from yesterday's loss, which is natural. But I feel like I need to say something, man. A lot of, I had a lot of thoughts. If you want to like a game by game recap, I uploaded the video that me and my brother did on the field, which was our thoughts on the game. It was probably like an hour after the game ended when we got on the freezing Soldier Field for the last time this season and did our recap. So you can check that out right now on the page. And if you're watching this on H&B Media or the Barbershare YouTube, just subscribe to my personal page. Link is right there, and you can go check it out. But yeah, wanted to speak on some things. First of all, gotta shout out you guys. Gotta shout out each and every last one of y'all who watch or listen to anything I've done this season, anything I've done, period. I know a lot of y'all been here since day one. There's a lot of y'all who've been fans of 79th and Hallett since our first season doing the podcast, which was 2015, when we just hired John Fox, which is eons ago. And that was 5 years ago, 5 years before we started covering the team. So we started covering the team in 2020. My brother started in 2020, working for the Biggs Media. Big shout out to Gino, Terrence, Herb, all of those guys over there. Without Gino and Terrence, we wouldn't have been able to even get credentialed to cover the Bears to begin with. So big shout out to them. And then I got on the beat in 2021, not full time, but half time. I only did five games 2021. I didn't have access to Halas Hall yet. And I was still full time living in LA at the time, so I wasn't able to fully do it. In 2022, I started covering the team fully. So that was fun. I started, and in 2023, I got my Halas Hall. Well, I had access to Halas Hall in 2022. I just had to use my brother's ID. When in 2023, I got my own ID. So, this was my fifth season covering the team, my first full season covering the team. And yeah, man, it was a blast. It was a blast. I don't want last night's loss to take away from the fun things that happened this season. That's why I want to do this video. So shout out to everybody who supported. Gained a lot of new fans, not just me personally. I'm not gonna hold you. A lot of really this season, I've given a lot of new subscribers to all of my different accounts. And 79th and Hallett, y'all have really, really strengthened that brand, supporting me and Joe. We're gonna grow the team a little bit for 2026. So stay tuned for that. We will be growing the team a little bit more because my brother's responsibilities are gonna get a little higher because he will be a father soon. But we're also gonna be adding different things to it as well because I have different ideas on how to expand the brand. So wait for all of that. But we'll do more of a game breakdown and like a full season recap on the field tomorrow. We'll be doing 79th and Hallis will be our live last stream, last live stream of the season. We're gonna do a lot more off-season pods. We usually kind of fall off during the off-season, due to personal schedules and stuff like that. And then of course I'm not gonna hold you, which I do all sports. So yeah, I will do I'm not gonna hold you weekend recap for Patreon subscribers tomorrow as well. That will be recapping. I'll save my Bears. I really don't have any Bears. I'll be recapping the rest of the NFL on weekend recap since I'm giving you my Bears thoughts here. I already got post game recap and we're doing 79th and Hallett. So, but yeah, it was a fun year, man. This was my most fun year as a fan because, I'm 37, so I remember the 2006 season. I think the crazy thing this season was also kind of dope to see just, I felt old because there's so many young Bears fans. A lot of Bears fans saying their first season that they really remember having fun was 2018, and I was like, that was 7 years ago. I was 30 during the 2018 season. A lot of these people like 15 and, you know, things like that. So they don't remember 2006, the Super Bowl year. I remember 2006 because I was 18 in 2006. I was a senior at Keery High School. It was my last year. I was getting ready to graduate before I went to Columbia College. And the last time the Bears won a playoff game was 2010, which I was a sophomore at Columbia College at the time. Actually, not a sophomore. I was a junior. A junior part one, I like to call it. I did 5 years at Columbia. So that was my third year. So junior part one, I like to call it. Because I decided to do 12 credit semesters instead of overdoing it too much and being out there in 4 years. So, you know, that's neither here nor there. But it's been a long time. And, you know, definitely blessed to cover the team. But I don't think fans understand how irritating and draining it can be covering a team who loses all the time. Because, yes, you're thankful and you're blessed on one end or other. And it's like, there's only so many ways I can make content around a team losing every damn week, especially a team that lost 10 in a row last year. And I've seen some bad Bears football in my life. But last year, just the way they were just inventing new ways to lose. And this year, like, they were finding ways to win. So that's why it was fun. This is the most fun I had. 2006 was the best Bears team I've ever seen, front to back. Best running game with Thomas Jones and Cedric Benson, RIP Cedric Benson. Our best O-line, I can remember Roberto Garza, Olin Krutz, Ruben Brown, just a couple people to name. The best defense that I've ever seen in my time as a Bears fan. I was not alive for 85, so I remember Mike Singletary, Dan Hampton, Mongo, Wilbur Marshall, Otis Wilson, all them, you know, Gary Fincig. I remember all of them. Even I've run into those legends countless times at Soldier Field, and they've always been cool to talk to, but I don't remember watching them play because I wasn't on Earth. But the 2006 defense, that was the best defense I've ever seen in my time as a Bears fan. You know, Brian Urlacher, whatever his political thoughts are, you know, I don't agree with them whatsoever. But Brian Urlacher is the reason that I became a Bears fan outside of Walter Payton. Even though I didn't get to watch Walter Payton. My dad showed me Walter Payton when I was very young. And I was just like, this dude was incredible. And then I was, you know, it's cool to have a friendship with his son. Jerry JP is a great guy. But Brian Urlacher was my first Bears superstar that I remember. So I kind of try to take the personal thing about who he is as a person away from it. Just kind of remember a football player that I used to watch as a kid. Him, Lance Briggs. Y'all know I'm not a fan of his whatsoever, Peanut Tillman, but Peanut Tillman was on that legendary defense. You know, Spice Adams was on that defense. Now he's as big as he is now. I'll be here naming all those players all day. But the offense was always suspect, you know, didn't have a quarterback. You know, it's on site if I see Rex Grossman now. That's how much I can't stand Rex Grossman. I love Jay Cutler. I was a big Jay Cutler guy. I actually was very happy when we traded for Jay Cutler. But Jay, you know, either he was set up to fail. Like, I think he had back-to-back years with the same offensive coordinator one time, you know. They set him up to fail, but also Jay couldn't get out his own way a lot of times, too. So I really feel like it was a 50-50 thing, you know, getting dominated by the Packers all those years. And you know, didn't have that many good times. I mean, my first Bears game that I actually remember watching, like front to back, is the 2001 season, the Mike Brown touchdown against the Cleveland Browns, which was crazy. And that team went 13-3, won the NFC Central at the time. For those of you who weren't born in 2001, it was called the NFC Central before the NFC North. And then the first playoff game, I remember watching as the Bears at the old Soldier Field. I say old because it's the same building but different landscape. It's funny that reconstruction of it looked worse than it did there. But anyway, Donovan McNabb walking the team down. So I've had a lot of bad thoughts, a lot of bad times as a Bears fan. 06 was the best team, but it wasn't as fun as this one. Now, I think part of it has to be I didn't know the game of football as well as I know it now. Obviously, 18, 37, it's almost a 20-year difference. I know more what I'm looking at more than I did when I was a kid, a teenager. So, but yeah, this was just fun. It was fun for a multitude of reasons. Caleb Williams is the number one reason it was fun. It's just a different feel when you have a franchise quarterback. When we started this season, I said on multiple shows, we need to know by the end of the season if he's the guy or not. And it's if you still hating on Caleb Williams right now, whether you're a Bears fan or a hater or a rival, you just are being a rival who doesn't actually watch the game. because you can be a rival and still understand when you're when a player that you hate is doing well. I hate the ground Aaron Rodgers walks on, but I know he's a top five quarterback of all time. Like that, duh. Like, so a lot of people out there don't even want to admit that Caleb is great. Caleb was incredible watching him develop. Like he's just so much better than he was even 3 months ago. You know, see Ben Johnson inject soul back into this team. You know, no disrespect to Lovie Smith. You know what I'm saying? Lovie Smith is the greatest Bears coach of my era. But Lovie's a cool, calm, collected guy. And that's just his personality. There's nothing wrong with that. Cool, calm, collected guy. But I like my coaches with a little bit of fire in them. You know, I don't remember Dicker, obviously. I was too young. But Ben Johnson had the fire into this team. And it didn't feel manufactured like Nagy's fire was. And I'm going to say this about Nagy. Nagy, as a guy, great guy. I would drink and have a beer with Matt Nagy any day of the week. He was extremely graceful to me. When I was at the Super Bowl this past year, and I interviewed him, and I told him I was on the Chicago media. He could have been like, man, y'all talk about me crazy, but I had a great interview with him. So he's a great guy. I would have a beer with Matt Nagy any day of the week. He is not a great football coach. And I said that right away. I'm not one of those Bears fans who just, you know, when it started falling off, people were like, he's not good. No, I said that from the jump. But Ben Johnson's just different. And, you know, it was just fun. I said 8 wins, and I said 9 wins. I said 9 wins, and I said they finished third in the NFC North. They won 2 more games than I expected. They won a division, which I did not expect. And they finished with the number 2 seed, which I expect. Not only did they finish with the number 2 seed, they won a playoff game, which was not even on my radar, man. And so there was so many fun moments that, you know, I know a lot of Bears fans, and I won't say a lot, maybe some, were going through it that you're going to look back on as super, super fun times. But I also feel like there's a caveat with that. Like, you got to understand, like, yeah, this was fun, but it's never going to be as fun as it is now. And I don't want to say, like, it's not going to be fun to watch. No, when you have a franchise quarterback and a head coach, offensive-minded head coach, of course it's going to be fun to watch. That's what, in the end of the day, when you are a fan, you watch to have fun. But what I mean by that is the carefree nature or house money, which I do believe once you get to divisional round, house money doesn't really matter anymore. But that goes away because starting the moment they clean the confetti off of Levi Stadium in 3 weeks, for whoever is the Super Bowl champion, whether it's the Seattle Seahawks, whether it's the Los Angeles Rams, whether it's the Denver Broncos, whether it's the New England Patriots again. Once that confetti is cleaned up and it's a new season, it is now Super Bowl or bust, which honestly, in my time as a Bears fan, has never been the case. I know we had that in 2019 where everybody said that, oh, the 100-year celebration. The NFL didn't even book the world champions at the time, who were the Rams, to open up that day, to open up the season. First time ever that's happened. They had Bears Packers, but it's because we thought that Mitch could take the good things he did in 2018 and get better, which he did. We know with Caleb, this is the worst Caleb's going to be, and I think that should strike fear and not just the hearts of NFC North rivals, but the entire NFL. There's a world we could step in to start this upcoming season where he could on paper be the best quarterback in the NFC if Matthew Stafford retired. And I do think Matthew Stafford will retire. And so that's why I say that it's Super Bowl or bust. This is going to be the most important offseason in Bears history. And my brother tweeted this earlier today too. And it's because, okay, now you got a taste of winning. You had the fun yet. There's a lot of free agents on this team. It is now Ryan Poles' job to build that defense, rebuild the defense, like he did the offense this past offseason. Y'all know I'm not the biggest Ryan Poles fan. I don't like to give credit for people who make their own messes. But I do like to give credit where credit is due. He had a phenomenal draft. He had a phenomenal offseason last year, draft-wise, and a lot of his free agent signings hit. You know, some don't, some didn't. But that's what comes with being a general manager. Some hit, some miss. Some make, some miss. Draft class was great. But people got to get better. Caleb's got to get better. Caleb's got to take the next step. We know he can do the difficult. We know he's Superman, he's clutch. You can't teach clutch. You either got it or you done. Clutch is like chemistry. Chemistry with a partner. You know, whether you're a man or woman, with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you know, is there chemistry there? You know, with friendship, with business partnerships. Chemistry cannot be forced. You either got it or you don't. And that's how I feel about this team. You know what I'm saying? Where that's how I feel about Caleb and his clutch nature, where you can't teach clutch and he's clutch. So that's great. You know, now it's time for him to get better on the margins. You know, we know you can hit a home run. We know you can hit a grand slam. Let's work on getting singles. Let's work on getting doubles. Let's work on your on base percentage. I'm using baseball terminology, by the way. I'm not applying this to football. I hate that I got to say that, but some people are stupid, so I have to say that. Get better on the small things. Ben Johnson, for a rookie year head coach, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. You've changed the culture. But now you got to build on that. And he has to get better at having a more balanced play calling sheet. And, you know, sometimes I feel like he gets too run heavy and he takes the ball out of Caleb's hand, which he did a couple times last night. Sometimes he gets too pass happy and he takes the ball out of DeAndre Swift and Kyle guy's hand, which he did 2 weeks ago against the Packers. So once he got to find a healthy balance, and then he's got to be less risky. Now, I know we go Monday morning quarterback and they say, oh, he should have went for the field goal twice last night. Okay, fair. If that's the mountain you want to stand on, do you? I personally didn't have a problem with it because, yeah, the defense played well last night. But that was last night. We've seen this defense the past 18 games. And he felt he couldn't trust them. So I understand that. And I always say this, and I said this when the Bears hired Ben Johnson. I say this about Dan Campbell all the time, too. You got to live and die. You have to live and die the consequences of having a fearless, bold, aggressive coach. And that is when he makes it. If you know, we're looking at the Caleb catch that sends it to overtime. It's amazing catch. It was 4th and 4. If that ball sails over Cole Komet's head, we're sitting over here talking about what in the world was he doing. So 4th down. Are awesome. You have balls. It's aggressive when you make it, and you're stupid when you don't. So you got to live with it. I didn't have a problem with it last night, but I do believe in general he needs to calm that down just a little bit. The defense needs to be fixed. You need a dog on the side of Montez Sweat. I thought Montez Sweat was really good this year, and I think that I don't think Montez Sweat is a number one guy, but I do think he's a good two on a defensive line. If you can go out there and get you a Trey Hendrickson or a Max Crosby, or even better, Myles Garrett, to add with that, this defense is going to be incredible. You need to add on to those DBs. You know, we don't know how Jalen Johnson's going to look in. He's coming from a long-time injury, and I got to give credit to Jalen for playing out there. He was obviously hurt. Kyler Gordon, when he is healthy, he is all pro. You just saw his impact these last two games. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you feel like he was just, you know, pushed to the side by the Houston Texans and the Philadelphia Eagles. And he helped found a home here. I hope they re-sign him. I would love to see him here and have a little reinforcements with Kyler. And I'd like to see him and Kyler play a little bit. And Jaquan Brisker, who was Ryan Poles' second draft pick. Jaquan has always been hot and cold, but I like Jaquan as a player. I like Jaquan as a dude. Yesterday was his best game in the Bears uniform. I mean, he was just all over the field. I personally would bring him back on a short-term deal. We'll see whether or not it happens. Kevin Byard, maybe Ryan Poles' greatest free agent pickup, the leadership that he's brought to this team. We have not had an anchor like that in a leadership level in our secondary, probably since a Mike Brown, probably since a Peanut Tillman, who was just a leader for the team. And he's just all of that. He's a free agent as well. You know, he's in his 30s. We don't know if he'll bring back. But Ryan Poles got a lot of decisions to make this year, this offseason. I feel like he makes the right decisions and he rebuilds this defense. The Bears are going to be right here. One thing about the NFL is hard to predict. You never know how things are going to go. I do think the Washington Commanders comparison is a little lazy. And I say that because if you actually watch the game, watch that team, it kind of didn't look like it was sustainable. I always felt that Dan Quinn is one of those coaches who gets you a good year and then he just don't do nothing after that. I mean, we've seen it throughout his career. Jaden Daniels is a really good quarterback. I think he's one of the bright, but he's so frail the way he's built. He's prone to injury. He's missed all the season pretty much from injury. And the way he plays football, I think he's going to always be injured. They had one of the oldest defense I've ever seen, one of the oldest offense. They have the oldest team in football last year. So we knew that wasn't sustainable. So the Bears have a much better model, but now it's up to Ben Johnson. It's up to Ryan Poles to bring in the right people now to take this to the next level. There's a thin line between a good team and a legit Super Bowl contender, Super Bowl champion. The fine margins are everything. I just want to say a couple things about this game. We're going to wrap this up. This video is longer than I intended to be. DJ Moore. I know a lot of people, even me in the moment, was upset at DJ. Now, DJ did stop running his route. There was some miscommunication there. Caleb said it last night at the podium after the game. He said it today as a locker room, doing a locker room cleanout. And he said that, you know, he ran his route. And, you know, it was miscommunication. He thought he was going to come back this side and then let the interception. I understand being upset at DJ. I can't understand crashing out on DJ with a non-emotional mind. Because in the moment, when you're a fan, you're looking for somebody to blame 100%. But DJ has done too much for this team. I mean, he scored the game with a touchdown just last weekend to eliminate the Green Bay Packers. I'm not ever going to forget the walk-off Week 16 touchdown against the Packers that won the division for the Bears. So I don't want to get rid of all that. Yes, he has to do better. Yes, he probably needs to put more effort in some stuff. I don't know if he's going to be here next year. As much as I love DJ, as much as I am trying to shoot him some bail for that final play, shit like that gets you traded all the time in the NFL. So it would not be surprising if he's not on the team. I hope not. He's been a good dude, and, you know, he's been a cool dude to be around. And, I interviewed him a couple times. Great dude. Roma Dunze. Rome, brother. I'm one of your biggest defenders. You can't be dropping balls like that, bro. Like, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I don't really care about the going for it on fourth down things with Ben and the field goals, but if he has to catch that touchdown. You catch the touchdown, the Bears getting ready for a trip to Seattle. So, yeah, he's got to get better. I'm not out on Rome, but it's year three next year, brother. Year three. Put up a shut-up time. Carlston Loveland, incredible. And I do think that was a big part in the Bears not winning the game when he left with a concussion. Carlston was incredible. He's just going to get better. Luther Burden is great. He has great talent. He has to get better at knowing the playbook a little bit more and become more of a student of the game. And I believe that he will. I think he's great. You know, you got the great right offensive coaches. You got Antoine Randall-El, who is great and coaching wide receivers. And also he is the assistant head coach as well, which is a great title because unless he's getting the head coaching job, I don't think you got to worry about, you know, Antoine Randall-El leaving anytime soon. You know, there could be some people leaving. We just seen today the Chiefs are trying to get permission to interview Eric Bieniemy to be Chiefs offensive coordinator again, which is very funny to me. I don't know why you got to email him. You know, I mean, interview him. You know him. He was the offensive coordinator for at least two of your three championships. So I don't understand that. Whatever. But if Eric B leaves, shout out to him. He was great with the running backs. Declan Doyle is going to be a hot name. Al Harris is going to be a hot name. But that's what happened with the NFL and success. When you get great, when you get good, people are going to want your coaches. But the most important thing is the cog behind this is our offensive mastermind, Mr. Ben Johnson. He's not going anywhere. And that's been awesome. Dennis Allen, I got to give some love to DA. I thought DA was incredible last night with his play calling. He was incredible in the second half against Green Bay. And he's been incredible this whole season. And I say that because he made Thanksgiving dinner with food you buy at Rite Aid. And I think it's just incredible. So now it's up to Ryan Poles to get him the players for that. So I'm going to wrap this up by saying it was fun. That particular loss is going to sting for a day or two. But after that, Bears fans shake his stuff off and realize that the Bears have a great opportunity here to continue to be special in Chicago. This city is just different when this team is winning. You know, I hopped in the Uber yesterday to get to the stadium. And I had my credential, and I usually don't have my credential on until I get inside the stadium because I feel like you look like a loser when you walk around them and like when you're not at a stadium. Hey, look at me. But it was just so cold outside, and I had it on. And the Uber driver saw, he's like, oh, you do stuff with the Bears. He got super excited. And I saw five of my neighbors walking down the street. Roma Dunze jersey, Caleb Williams jersey, Ryan Brian Urlacher jersey, Brandon Marshall jersey, all these different eras of Bears. And the city's just different. The Bulls are always, you know, when they're good, which they ain't been good for a long ass time, people love it. The Cubs, we know how crazy the city goes for the Cubs. And it's nothing compared to what it's like when the Bears are good, man. And I know the players felt that. I know the organization felt that. Now it's time to double down. You got to lose before you win, unfortunately. Michael Jordan lost to the Detroit Pistons 3 years in a row before he won a championship. The Kobe and Shaq Lakers lost 3 years in a row. That team almost got broken up. You know, Kobe's game, air ball against Utah, losing to San Antonio. Multiple years, and one of them would be in the last series at the Forum. And then almost in a game seven. I mean, I'm old enough to remember game seven against Portland. They were down 15 in the fourth quarter. And, you know, Phil Jackson told him, well, it's been a good season. And that got him clipped. And we all know the infamous Kobe to Shaq alley-oop and boom, dynasty. LeBron James, we all know LeBron struggles before he was able to win a championship. It happens. It happens. Nothing is guaranteed, but when you have a franchise quarterback and you got a great head coach, the sky's the limit. And I do believe that this is just the beginning of a great Bears era, man. So for me, shout out to all y'all who supported. I will be doing a lot of offseason content. I will be. The Bears might not be in the Super Bowl in 3 weeks, but I will be there. I will be there for the first couple of days of Super Bowl week. I'm not going to cover the game. I had the option to, but I'm going to be real with y'all, man. I like watching the Super Bowl at home. I like watching Super Bowl at home. It's much more of a enjoyable experience. I don't want to be in a super packed press box with not just local beat reporters from whatever two teams are there, but national reporters and worldwide reporters. This is the Super Bowl. But I will be there for the first 3-4 days. I'll be doing opening night. I'm going to do 2 days of radio row. So got a lot of content coming for y'all during Super Bowl week. Going to look forward to being back in California and being in the Bay Area, man. Shout out to all my LA homies. Get your jokes in. It's part of the game, bro. Bears fans, don't take it personally. But I will say this. I'm not hearing nothing from Packers fans. We ended y'all twice. We beat y'all to win the division. We ended your season in the playoffs. You cannot say nothing to us. You got to sit on that for 9 months. All the other fan bases, fair play. That's sports. I know the game. The game is slander, and I respect the game. It's everybody's turn, and right now it's just the Bears fans' turn, man. But that's all I got for y'all, man. We'll be back 79th and Hallis tomorrow. I'm not going to hold you live on Friday. We're still going to hold it down with this NFL coverage until the NFL season is over. And then we're going to talk more NBA. Granted, I have no idea what is going on in the NBA. I have no idea what is going on in the NBA. But I will, like I always do after the Super Bowl, I lock back in. And, of course, Pav will be joining us. And he's smarter on these topics than I am. And we'll have some actual people who actually watch the league to join us in our coverage, man. I'm going to do a little more footy coverage as well this year. Arsenal, my fate is now in your hands for the next 5 months. I need a Premier League. I need a Champions League, or I'm going to be very upset. But that's all I got. It's your boy, Scott. I appreciate y'all. Subscribe to all the things I've gotten in the description box, and I will holler at y'all later this week. I'm about it.